And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Josh Engelman here to break down just a four-game slate. And we lock at 7:30. Two 7:30 tips, one 8 p.m. tip, and then we close it out late-night hammer style, Dallas Mavericks, Sacramento Kings, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Hit that like button if you're here and you haven't done it yet. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter. At Josh Engelman. What's good, folks? Another day in the life. Hanging out. Enjoying ourselves. Some DFS. Enjoying ourselves. A little bit of basketball. I love it. I hope you guys do as well. Hope you had a good night. Last night, I did not play last night's slate, but I am raring to go today. Four games. 100K up top on DraftKings for one of the final times, I'm guessing, for this NBA season. So let's enjoy it. Let's get some extra money today. That's the plan. That's the plan. Oh, bets went well last night. I was up yesterday, a couple units. I'll take that. Prize Picks was a bust because of Derek White getting scratched. Master PJ, snow day. Where the hell do you live? If it's a snow day, you shouldn't be there anymore. Now, I would relocate to a better climate as soon as you possibly can. That's just me. Man, I don't know why my hoodie looks so weird in the light. Minnesota. Uh-uh. Nah, man. You're in the wrong state. You're in the wrong state. I know the Mall of America is cool and all, but we got malls everywhere else. All righty, guys. Hit that like button. I'm in the process of running my Sims, uploading my projections right now. Then we can get the Stochastic Sims locked and loaded and get us ready for what we've got ahead of us. Tough slate. Remember, we got to talk about a lot of different players on a day like today. Just matters different. It's a completely different scenario for a four-game slate. You kind of got to talk about everybody in a way. Everything is important. Ken, I have no idea what time the baseball shows are on Thursday. Because I know the schedules are weird. So I'm not entirely sure what time anything's getting started. That's a better question for Greg right now. But we're certainly doing a bunch of shows for baseball, that's for sure. I think we have like an 11 a.m. strategy show. And then maybe like a live before lock in the early afternoon, but don't quote me on that. I should not be quoted. I do think that we should get this bad boy started. So shout out to Sleeper. They're the sponsor of this show. Love having them as the sponsor. We'll talk about those guys in a little bit. But I did want to just give them a shout out. You guys see them on the banner at the top of the screen. If you haven't signed up at Sleeper yet, do it now. Why not? Don't pause the video. Just hang out. I'll talk in the background. Click the link in the description of this video to sign up for Sleeper. Get up to $500. On your first deposit. For now, though, it seems like it's time for us to get this bad boy started. But I'm still slowly waiting for this sim to finish so that I could actually get this bad boy started. Anybody have any big wins or anything yesterday? Let me know in chat if anybody got a dub. I'm super pumped for this slate. Four games, so easy to manage. Fun game on the late night. It should be a good time. It should be a good time. All right, I got my crunch, or I got my sim done on my end. So I'm going to load that into my workbook. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the Lonnie Walker experience last night. I know I didn't. Made it nice. I'm sure I would have had a ton of him, and it would have went quite poorly, as it seemed like it did for everybody else. not ideal. Almost like there's a reason they don't play him all that much. I don't know. I could be wrong. All right. Let's get into this one now. But first, these were my results. We're going to hop over to the contest generator. We're going to generate a fresh 5,000 lineups using these stochastic projections. And we're going to figure out where we stand for today. The first game up, though, on today's slate, the Golden State Warriors, 1.5-point favorites in Miami. We have a 217 total in this one. Golden State is at full strength, but they could be without Trayce Jackson-Davis. He's questionable with right knee soreness. He's 5,200 and center only. Not a lot of love coming in for this Golden State team against Miami, and that's not all that surprising. I have Miami dead last in pace right now. So they've usurped the New York Knicks. 217 total. That's 6 points lower than the second closest game and 15 less than Lakers, Milwaukee, and Dallas, Sacramento. So tough game. 19% ownership coming into Draymond Green. He's 6,300, power forward, center eligible. Klay is getting 12% ownership, and then everybody else is technically under 10. Now, we have a lot of positive leverage here. Steph Curry, 15% optimal, 6% owned. Big-time positive leverage. Klay has positive leverage, 15% optimal. We have Draymond, 24% optimal. And then we have around 10% optimal to Brandon Pajemski. I did not get to Golden State the same way that the ownership is showing. I did get to some Trayce Jackson-Davis if he's in. Minutes have been climbing. I'm pretty steadily playing around 24 or 25 each game. And then I got a little bit of Pajemski, but only 3% Steph for me. 3% Draymond. This is a very difficult matchup. It's a good Miami defense. It's a slow-paced game. I don't really like the Golden State side. I'm guessing the stochastic sims like it a lot more. Draymond Green, 30% exposure on the first run, 13% to Steph, and then it's single digits to everybody else. Pretty sizable negative player ROIs on Klay and Pajemski. They're 9% and 6% respectively. But looks like stochastic sims are heavy to Draymond Green to start the day. I'm a little bit less of a believer. 1.06 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. He's like a 1.02 guy normally. So call it in that 1 to 1.05 range. This matchup is definitely a bad spot. I have Golden State losing 5 possessions below their average by being in this matchup against Miami. That's how slow Miami has been playing as of late. And that reduction in possessions is really negating this entire team. It's causing me to project. So I only have Draymond at 0.96. That's 1/10 of a fantasy point below where he's been for the last month. Based on this game environment, I think that's the correct spot. S&P, that's a good question. He said, do you think there's a point where the Warriors play guys bigger minutes, or does Steve Kerr just do things his way until the end for better or worse? So I actually saw a quote about how they have like however many games and however many days. It's, you know, 5 and 11 or whatever it is, talking about why he's specifically like limiting Steph's minutes in some of these games. So it seems like the goal is to limit these guys. I assume he's just going to let these guys rip one day and we don't know about it. But for right now, I am very anti-Golden State for this matchup. They're my third lowest exposed team. This game has the least amount of exposure of any game on the slate. So if I'm getting to something from this game, it's Trayce Jackson-Davis if he's in. It's probably Brandon Pajemski as my second option. And then Steph would be my third. Now on the Miami side, very different. We have Bam's available. We still don't have Duncan Robinson. Q-tag Jaime Jaquez, Q-tag Kevin Love, Q-tag Caleb Martin. So that injury news will be very important. And for right now, with everybody in, it's like 10% ownership to everybody. 10 to Bam, to Martin, to Butler, to Love, basically to Patty Mills and to Terry Rozier. Now, I'm getting a bit more of this Miami team than ownership is showing, and I'm happy about that. This is a great spot for Miami. It's a middle-of-the-pack defense for Golden State. The Warriors are seventh in pace. So I'm over the field on Bam. I'm over the field on Caleb Martin. I'm well over the field on Jaime Jaquez. I'm neutral to Butler. I'm over on Kevin Love. I'm well over on Terry Rozier. I'm basically neutral to Patty Mills. Like, I'm getting to a ton of this Miami team. I have 136% exposure to Miami. This is my second most exposed team on today's slate. Look at the optimal rates from the boom bust tool for these guys. 12, 11, 13, 13, 14, 10, 16. That's seven guys, all between 10 and 15% optimal right now, starting off the day for Miami. And this could change. If we, like, if Jaquez ends up out, that dramatically changes where the value is for Miami. If Caleb Martin ends up out, that dramatically changes where the value is for Miami. If Kevin Love is out, it probably doesn't mean anything, but it does remove his value. Kevin Love is only 3,800 today, center only. So I want to get to a lot of Miami because I think this spot for the Heat is fantastic. The guy I'm getting to the most is Terry Rozier. He's 6,800. He's a little over a fantasy. He's basically a fantasy point per minute guy in a positive matchup. So a little bit higher than that. He's sort of the opposite of Draymond Green for me. Second guy that I'm getting to the most is the value coming out of $3,800 Kevin Love. Not surprised to see that. And I only gave him 15 minutes. We gave him 15 as well. So I'm in the same spot here. I just want to get to Miami. No individual guy stands out most to me until we look at the stochastic sims. 14% exposure to Kevin Love, and then call it 8, 8, 8, 8, and 8 to Rozier, Mills, Jaquez, Martin, and Butler. So I'm definitely higher on the Heat to start the day than the stochastic sims are. But we are casting a pretty wide net for Miami, and I think that makes a lot of sense. This is a team that has a lot of very viable options on a four-gamer, and it could look even better by the time we get to lock. If we lose just one of Jaquez or Martin, the other guy that's still in gets a massive value bump. Haywood Highsmith probably becomes a bit more interesting, even though he's dreadful per minute-wise. Hey, Colby, I think that the reason people are so good on DraftKings is because you think that Kyrie is better than Luka. That would be my guess. Because it's Luka. Unless they made Kyrie Irving 8,100 today, it's going to be Luka. That's game number one. I'm Team Miami. We'll see what that looks like at 5 o'clock. All right, one game down. We still have 250 people in here. That's kind of fun. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Schedule for the rest of the day. Has that been posted for me yet? Let's see. Today the 25th? Sure ain't. All right. Schedule for the rest of the day. We'll do this a different way. I want to make sure. I don't know if we have a hockey show or anything today, so I want to make sure I don't miss anything. NBA strategy show is right now. NHL strategy show coming up at 2 p.m. I'm back with DK at 5:30 for the deeper dive. You get live before lock with Greg and Eric tonight at 6:30. And then I will be back with Greg for playback at 7:30. That is the schedule we're looking for. So lots to do. So many more shows and things to talk about. Also, my prize picks video is already out for today. Contenders will be out after this. Check that out on the VOD section on our YouTube channel. The Los Angeles Lakers are 8.5-point underdogs in Milwaukee, 232 total. And it's looking like we're not going to have LeBron James today. He is currently listed as doubtful. AD is probable. Everybody else that's normally out for the Lakers is out. We have three guys pulling 30 to 35% ownership on the DraftKings side. That's Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, and D'Angelo Russell. We also have Torian Prince just shy of 30%. All of those guys are getting the same love on FanDuel to a degree. We're also seeing Rui Hachimura get 23% ownership on FanDuel. He's small forward, power forward eligible there, where he's power forward center on DK. Now, I'm a little light on the Lakers, in particular, Anthony Davis. And be clear, he looks great. 10,300 power forward center, but I only got to 9%. I'm also only at 21% of Austin Reeves, who's projected for north of 30. And I only got to 29% of Russell, who's projected for 36%. The guy that I'm bigly fading is Taurean Prince, 4K, small forward, power forward eligible. I only went 25 minutes. We went 25 minutes. We also have him with giant negative leverage. 7% optimal for Taurean Prince, 27% owned. Similar story for Russell, 17% optimal, 36% owned. We're showing negative leverage for Davis and Reeves, but both of those guys are 25 to 30% optimal. So I think that makes sense. And then we're seeing a little bit of positive leverage to Cam Reddish and Rui Hachimura. Now, I like getting to AD, Reeves, and Russell. Prince is not on my radar today. He's not good enough per minute. I'll get away from that ownership. I also think that ownership comes down. If I'm prioritizing Lakers, it's, even though I have more Russell, it's Reeves, Russell, and then AD for me. It's not that I don't like AD, but this is not a very good spot for him. It's just not. Now let's see what the Stochastic Sims have. I'm guessing it's a pretty big stand on Anthony Davis, but I don't have a great feel for that. 47% exposure to Anthony Davis. 29% to Austin Reeves. Then we get light. 17% to Spencer Dinwiddie. That's actually some positive leverage. Dinwiddie only projected for around 7% ownership. So we're 2xing Dinwiddie. 11% exposure to D'Angelo Russell. Way below the 36 that we're projecting. So AD looks the best in Stochastic Sims. I think the consensus would be Reeves as the number two between myself and our projections. Don't seem to be big fans of D'Angelo Russell, although I am still getting to 29%. The matchup is okay. It's average defense, average pace. There's certainly more shots and opportunity to go around because LeBron isn't in. But I think that I'm going to go to a different payout. Like for Milwaukee, we have 11% ownership to Chris Middleton. He's the only guy on the Milwaukee Bucks to have ownership north of 10%. I also have 15% of Pat Connaughton, 17% of a 6% owned Giannis. That's a very interesting point. The ownership disparity between AD and Giannis is sizable. Now, AD projects better than Giannis. But give me Giannis with power forward center eligibility and sub 10% ownership on a four-gamer. I also got the 15% Brook Lopez. So I have 28% of Middleton and three other guys at 15% that are all single-digit owned. I kind of see Milwaukee like Miami. This is a team that's not getting enough ownership for what this slate is. We only have Middleton 14% optimal. It's single digits everywhere else. But I want to get to this team. Why not? They're 8.5-point favorites. They have a 120 implied total. You can directly compare Giannis to AD and try to get different. You can get to a $6,700 small forward Chris Middleton. That looks fine. If we're going to see 2.5 to 3 times the ownership on like Austin Reeves, then yeah, I can get Middleton and be a little different. Coach, they will play Portis way, way, way less in the playoffs. They'll probably play Brook Lopez more in the playoffs. That's the exact opposite of what they're going to do. You can't play Bobby Portis more. You're going to lose. I don't know why we're calling Brook Lopez a liability. The only chance that the Bucks have is if Brooke Lopez is on the floor and Bobby Portis isn't. It's their only shot. Only shot. Man, I like Milwaukee. Like, Portis is 6,100. That's a tough sell. 8,900 for Dame is fine. He'll be in an interesting conversation with Steph when we get there. Or just in general. Like, obviously, we've already gotten there, but similar prices. You know, Malik Beasley's always fine. Get those threes up when you can. Pat Connaughton's so bad on a per-minute basis. But if he's playing 20 minutes with shooting guard small forward eligibility and he's only 5% owned, like, I like the idea of getting to that kind of value. I'm really interested to see where the stochastic sims are on Milwaukee, because I think this is going to look a lot like Miami, where I'm bigger. 12% exposure to Chris Middleton. The next highest game is 2%. To Malik Beasley. We are getting no love to the Milwaukee Bucks. None. None whatsoever. Middleton and nothing. Now, I completely agree with the Middleton, and I think it should be more. But I think Milwaukee's getting slept on in the Sims. Chris, the problem isn't Brooke Lopez in the pick and roll. The problem is the Damian Lillard and Malik Beasley. It's almost like having really shitty perimeter defense doesn't make it better for your rim-protecting center. They swapped out defense for offense. They can't keep doing that. Their marginal gains for offense for them now are gone. You want to go to Bobby Portis more than Brooke Lopez? You need to do that when Jrue Holiday is still at the tip of your spear. You want to go to Bobby Portis when it's Damian Lillard out there? You're going to get scored on every position down the floor. Time to do it, though. It's cleaning the glass time. We ready to see the realness? Brooke Lopez. Damian Lillard. Chris Middleton. This is all that matters, folks. Because when we get to the playoffs, this is the only thing that matters. 1,293 possessions when those four guys are on the floor. Plus 16.5. 97th percentile offense. 94th percentile defense. This is their shot. It's the only shot they have. They got to ride these dudes into the ground. If they can get those four guys out there for as much as they possibly can, that is their ticket to trying to win anything. Right here. 1,300 possessions plus 16.5. When you get the real dudes and you start consolidating this playoff rotation, this is where it's at. Just out of curiosity, what happens if we put Bobby Portis on? The sample's going to be small. Plus 3.7. Oh, nope. Sorry. I lost that entire filter somehow. Portis. Dame. Yep. Nope. That's Gallo. Giannis, Middleton. Only 74 possessions with those four guys on the floor. That's wild to think about. 129 defensive rating is certainly not helping. Huh. Who can we... On the off chance, if we take Middleton off, Portis, Lillard, Giannis. Yeah, 819 possessions now. 128 defensive rating, first percentile. The only chance that the Milwaukee Bucks have is Brooke Lopez in at the five. Otherwise, they're dead in the water. And so concludes my Milwaukee Bucks lesson for today. Two games down, folks. Make sure you're playing some Chris Middleton tonight. Make sure you're signing up at Sleeper. Check the banner top of the screen. I could show you guys if we have anything on Sleeper on Odds Shopper right now. My recommendation, sign up for Sleeper using the link in the description and grab yourself Odds Shopper. DeMontis Sabonis is going to have a free square on Sleeper if we don't already have it. Over 0.5 points. Got to get it. It's there for you guys right now. Take advantage. Do we have anything specific for Sleeper? Nothing up yet on Sleeper other than some weird hockey prop. But if you're using Odds Shopper for Sleeper or for any of the other pick'em sites, this is what you get to see. Expected value, expected win rate. We take a market-based approach to beating the books. We could just simply hop on over to an optimizer. I'm going to pick Prize Picks since I see a couple extra values, but it's no different here for Sleeper. I can take these first couple plays and build out a five-play card, 22% expected value, 5% win rate. You can do the same thing on Sleeper. I just don't have the value quite yet, but it is here for you guys. Fantasy optimizers for all the pick'em sites. Market-based EV plays for all of your sportsbook needs. I already picked up this top play on it for the NHL. Might have to pick up William Nylander as well. Odd Shopper is what you want, and it will certainly make you money. Right there on Sleeper. I knew I was going to be able to pull that off. Deuce, I'm going to disagree with Randall and OG coming back. They have nothing. They have nothing. Are they a really good team? Yeah. Are they going to be any good in the playoffs? No, even if they get everybody back. You can't win anything if Jalen Brunson's your best player. Sorry, Jalen Brunson, but that is true. And two, they don't get the same gains as other teams will. Because they're so willing to run their dudes into the ground during the regular season, there's no ramp up in minutes for the Knicks. Whereas Boston and Milwaukee, when they start playing Giannis 40 minutes, Tatum 40-plus minutes, Brown 40-plus minutes, you start consolidating that rotation. That makes those teams better in a bigger way than it does for the Knicks, who aren't able to pick up as much ground. But Knicks have no chance until they get a... The Knicks have no chance until they get someone on their team that's better than Jalen Brunson. We can't say the Bucks are trash after looking what was just on the screen. We're talking about a 90th percentile offense and defense when their real dudes are out there. When they're playing Dame 40 minutes, Middleton 40 minutes, Giannis 40 minutes, Brooke Lopez 36 plus, you're a different team than when you have to trot out all of the other trash. It's completely different. It's completely different. Y'all are crazy. So they're trash, but all of those stats that we're bringing up, that's just made up. That's what we're saying here. That's what we're trying to say, guys. Come on. You're better than that. We're better than that. 1,300 possessions plus 16 and a half. That's... The Milwaukee Bucks are a legitimate threat in the playoffs. You got to remember, when you consolidate the rotation, you don't have to worry about the Jay Crowder minutes, the Pat Connaughton minutes, the Pat Bev minutes. Those things become way less important when you can consolidate your rotation around stars. They have stars. Shooter Jenkins. Yeah, you're right. Brunson is... I would rather have Brunson than Randall, for sure. But neither one of them is leading a team to anything. S&P. My only pushback to this, once they moved Dame, they made things infinitely harder on themselves in meaningful games. They also made things infinitely easier for themselves on the offensive side of the ball. Dame in crunch time is certainly going to be a better option than Drew was. And I know you know this, but their offense down the stretch is now a very different thing than it ever was going to be before. You get Beasley in a corner. You get whoever the fifth person is on the floor in a corner. Chris Middleton, I guess. Brooke Lopez or Lopez, whatever you want to do. Someone in a dunker spot. and then you're running a Dame Giannis pick and roll, they're going to get some buckets. Is that the most lethal two-man combination in the league? There's a real question for you. Or is it Murray Jokic, or is it Dame Giannis? Best two-man combo in the playoffs. Is it Paul George Kawhi? Serious question. I'm hitting you guys with it. Best two-man combination in the playoffs. I think you can make a real argument it's Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Luka Gafford. Almost. It's hard not to say Murray and Jokic, obviously. No disagreement there. Murray Jokic is my one. I would never... That's not an argument for me. Yeah, Michael Davis, though, it's not. It's not a team effort. The playoffs are not a team effort. That is when you consolidate all of your minutes and all of your best players to be out there as long as you possibly can. You carry the shit out of a situation with two good guys. Sabonis Fox, probably not even in the top 10. In fact, I can almost guarantee they're not the top 10. Let's think about it here. And then we'll get on to game number 3. I'll go Tatum Brown. I would rather have SGA plus whichever one of the guys you want to pick from the Thunder. If you want to say Jalen Williams or you want to say Chet, I would rather have the OKC version over the Kings version. I would rather have Anthony Edwards and Gobert. I'd rather have Zion and Brandon Ingram. I'd rather have Jokic and Murray. The Knicks one would be close. Definitely Clippers combo. Cleveland wouldn't be a win. Milwaukee for sure. Phoenix for sure. Booker Durant, by the way, no one said. That's a hell of a pick. That's 8, by the way. I would personally like to say Halliburton and Miles Turner, but that's a conversation for a different day. If Maxi and Embiid were healthy, for sure Maxi and Embiid. Look, Steph and Draymond. That's 10. It's basically every team. Luka Kyrie, that's 11. I'll give them Orlando, but I'd rather have, like, that's going to go away shortly. I'll give you Houston. I'd rather have Butler and Bam. I'd rather have AD, LeBron. I think we're going to be out of teams here. Yeah, and then they get the bottom 10 teams in the league. Yeah, it's pretty bleak. So, yeah, Sacramento not going to make the top 10. Fun conversation, though. Fun conversation. All right, let's go to OKC since we're sort of talking about them. Thunder, 2-point favorites in New Orleans, 223 total. Full strength for the Thunder. Not full strength for the Pels. They're going to be without Brandon Ingram once again. Honestly, as early as next year, the Pels are not a better duo than Sacramento. Yeah, I think every team in the league would take Brandon Ingram and Zion before they took Fox and Sabonis. It's just true. It's just true. Just true. 20% ownership coming into Lu Dort. 20% ownership coming into Jalen Williams. 15 to Chet. 8 to a $3,200 Isaiah Joe, who is proving to be, I think, a problem for me. Do I have him projected for too many minutes? I probably do. I got to a lot of Dort. I tend to get to a lot of Dort. He's 4,200. He's small forward only. I like that. John P., those contract clauses aren't real. He was getting that money one way or the other. I thought I would like OKC a little bit more, but we got to remember, the Pelican side of this one is the tough side. 23rd in pace as of late. Both teams good defensively. D-Rose is not retired, by the way. I think I like Jalen Williams the most out of the Thunder here. 6,900, power forward only. And I don't even have him projected all that well. 1.16 fantasy points per minute over the past month. I got him in for a little over one, and yet he's still showing up 13% of my lineups, 18% owned. My Isaiah Joe exposure will come down. Dort's just the easiest dude to get to from the Thunder. He's terrible per minute, 0.7, 0.75, somewhere in that range. It's not ideal. But at that price tag, it's just on a day like today, too. I mean, you need 24 fantasy points out of Lu Dort. I think you got to take a shot on something like that. Not getting to Chet was surprising to me. I expected to get a little bit more. Big stand on Dort. I'll reduce Joe in the future. What do stochastic sims? I think they're going to be pretty pessimistic. Not on Lu Dort. Sound the alarm, folks. We found one of our first core plays for today. Lu Dort, 50% exposure. Whoo. 25 to Jalen Williams. I like that. 17 to Chet, 11 to Shea. Single digits for everybody else. The moral of the story here is it's Lu Dort season today, everybody. Write it down now. Fantastic small forward option today. I'm digging Jalen Williams as well. Might even look a little bit better for me moving forward. But because I could see me getting that rate up a little bit more. Chet will be a guy that I dig into. I'm surprised I don't have more right now. And then SGA, 10-2, certainly looks good. Very difficult matchup for Shea. Y'all are making mistakes. We got to remember, this has nothing to do with basketball, guys. This is positions and salary. And that's why this game is different than just watching a basketball game. 4,200 at small forward for a guy that's going to play 28 minutes is a value. Separate the name. Separate the name from what you need to do in DFS. The name means nothing. It's a 0.7 to 0.75 fantasy point per minute guy playing 28 minutes at small forward at 4,200. Don't overthink it, guys. There's a reason that he showed up in 31% of my lineups at 20% ownership, and there's a reason he showed up in 50% of the lineups on Stochastic at 20% ownership. And it's not because I have any Lu Dort thoughts or Stochastic has any Lu Dort thoughts. So, Sean, if Dort were 3K, he'd be 75% owned today, 80% owned today. Yeah, so, John P., yes and no. That's also a death sentence for the Pels, too. Like, for that to not... Like, his guarantees don't really mean anything. The Pelicans are never going to cut him outright. They'd set their franchise back. So, like, they're true, but they're false. At the end of the day, he doesn't score enough points. And yet, he does, because that's why he looks good today. Lu Dort, by the way. 23% optimal, 20% owned. Second highest optimal rate behind Jalen Williams. Best play on Oklahoma City, not close. Lu Dort, don't overthink it, guys. You're making yourselves worse by having these opinions. Trust me. I'm not saying he has to succeed, but he's the best play on Oklahoma City. Stop taking your guys. Stop using your thought process. What the hell do you know about winning a tournament, Sean? Yeah, I bet all this data is just wrong. You should sell whatever's in your brain. Let me print money there. New Orleans Pelicans, no Brandon Ingram. Lots of ownership coming into this Pelican side. Now, they get the benefit of the pace up spot. Number three in pace, Oklahoma City Thunder. That's important. Pels, 185% owned. Number one owned team on today's slate. 35% to Alvarado, 30 to Larry Nance, 25 to Joval, 25 to Trey Murphy, 20 to CJ, 20 to Marshall, 15 to Zion, 10 to Herb Jones. Get all of it. Get all of it. I got to 57% of CJ McCollum, 7,300, playing more minutes, increased usage, increased assist rate. That dude should be more than 22% owned. Herb Jones, 5,500. They're going to treat this game like a playoff game. 34 minutes for Herb Jones, 10% owned. I got 33. I'm neutral on Joval. He's going to play 20 minutes and he still looks interesting. I'm neutral on Jose Alvarado. Great value for right now. 4,100 point guard only. Sign me up for a little bit of the 24 minutes we're going to get out of Larry Nance. I have 20%. I'm 2x the field on Zion, even though he's more of like a 3x. Get it? 27% to Zion, 14% on 9K, 1.4 fantasy points per minute in this matchup. Now, I'm light on Trey Murphy. 6,400 is a big price tag for him. I'm light on Najee Marshall. 4,300. It's a big price tag for him. But everybody else? Over on CJ, big. Over on Herb Jones, big. Neutral on Joval. Little bit under on Alvarado and Nance. 2xing Zion. Lots to like here. Look at these optimal rates. Eight guys, 12% or higher. Three guys, 23% or higher. Alvarado pulling bigly ownership too. I'm really interested to see what we're going to add to the list here as we go to the Pels in the Stochastic Sims. 84% exposure to Jose Alvarado. I understand it. The minutes are there right now. The price tag certainly looks reasonable. Position works. That's a little bit more than I would like, but he does look like a fantastic play. 42% exposure to Joval. I get it. 41% exposure to Larry Nance. I get it. I think we're way light on CJ. 21% exposure. I want to get more. This is a dude that I want to have today. I like the stand of CJ McCollum in this matchup. Look, 2-point dogs at home. Game matters. Yeah, give me some CJ. I think he's live to play more than 34 minutes. All right, hypothetical. Have to listen to Chandra's takes as a TV show type format for an hour a day for a week. You have $1,000, or I have to bet $1,000 on the Kings in every playoff game they play. Which do you do? I mean, I got to watch the show, I guess. I'm really curious to see in the Stochastic Sims, only 4% exposure to Zion. So under the field on the 14% owned Zion. I like getting up and over that number. Similarly, 7% exposure to Herb Jones. I think he's the sneakiest dude on the Pels. Minutes are going absolutely nowhere. I'm guessing he'll see a bunch of SGA or, you know, potentially a little Jalen Williams. But I want to get to the Pels here. I love the minutes. I love the role. No BI changes everything. I'm guessing this is my most exposed team. That would be correct. New Orleans Pelicans are in 208% of my lineups. That's 80% more than the Miami Heat in second. Do we have any bets right now? Brooke Lopez, less than 1.5 threes. Sorry, under 1.5 threes. Sorry, it was in prize picks mode. Plus 155, under 1.5 threes at Bet365. You can go grab that now. That's the best NBA play you can find. If you like hockey, we got two more out there. But if we're talking basketball, it's Brooke Lopez. Final game, late night hammer. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Dallas Mavericks, 2-point underdogs in Sacramento, 235 total. Dallas and Sacramento both played yesterday, so we don't have any injury reports. But we have 23% ownership coming into PJ Washington, and then 10 to Daniel Gafford, essentially zero to Kyrie Irving. So just want to circle that one back to whoever liked Kyrie today. No. 7% ownership to a 12,700 Luka. I got to 13. I will certainly take a little bit of Luka as the clear highest projected guy on today's slate. But the guy I like the most is PJ Washington. 5,300, power forward center. Dude can't make a three to save his life. 0.74 fantasy points per minute over the past 30 days. He has not been good for Dallas. And yet, given his minutes and his position, I think he's one of the better plays that we can get to today. We have him 30% optimal, 23% owned, the most positive leverage of anybody on Dallas. What we're about to do right now, guys, is add PJ Washington to the list with Lu Dort of the best plays on today's slate. You ready to see it? 46% exposure to PJ Washington, the best play you can get to from Dallas, and on the inner circle with Lu Dort today as two of the best plays that you can get to. Single digits for everybody else. Now, I'm a bigger believer in Luka. I'm a bigger believer in Daniel Gafford here. We do want to see this injury report for sure. But I like the rest of... I like the Gafford and Luka piece more than Stochastic Sims do. Everybody else, on the other hand, no ownership. Kyrie's at 3%. That's the fourth highest total of anybody else. Hard to get here. But don't sleep on PJ Washington. Part of the core with Lu Dort. The final team that we talk about is Sacramento. They're also on the back-to-back. We don't have a lot to say, but I will be getting to this team. I have 45% of De'Aaron Fox, 8,800 today, 1.34 fantasy points per minute over the past month. I think he looks even better than that in this matchup. Dallas defense is bottom 10, pace top 5. I want to get to all of the De'Aaron Fox that I can get to. I do think Sabonis looks good today. 20% owned, 20% exposure for me, 22.5% assist rate or usage rate, 30+% assist rate, 20% rebounding rate. Yeah, I want to get to Sabonis. I want to get to Keegan Murray. He's playing 35 minutes a night now with Kevin Huerter out. 25 to 30% owned, 25 to 30% exposure for me. If we look at those guys in the boom bust tool, we have Fox, Sabonis, Monk, and Murray, all about 25% optimal. Now, Monk is 31% owned. He's in 3% of my lineups, one of my least favorite plays on today's slate. Is he capable of going out and smashing? Yeah, of course. But more often than not, I don't want to follow that 30% ownership. I think he's wildly over-owned. If we look at these stochastic sims, Keegan Murray. Add Keegan Murray to the list. Add him in with Dort. Add him in with PJ Washington. 37% to Fox. Add in De'Aaron Fox to that list. That's another entrant. 35% to Monk, I don't agree with. I'm not a fan. We have him 4 fantasy points ahead of me. I don't believe it. I'm not a Monk guy, and I haven't been lately. Malik Monk and Amen Thompson have been issues for me. We also got the 33% Sabonis. I think he looks really good. It's a double-double machine. Should hang a massive stat line. It just so happens that he's, if I were starting a team today, he wouldn't be one of the first 10 centers I wanted to have on my team. Doesn't mean I don't want to play him in DFS. It just means he's not one of the 10 best centers if you want to build a team starting today. That's all. Yeah, I'm putting that out there. Where y'all at? Very minimal amounts of Keon Ellis and Harrison Barnes. I actually got to 11% of the Barnacle of the Bay. A very small amount of Keon Ellis. But look, 4,500 for the Barnacle, small forward, power forward. It's all right for a day like today. But get yourself to the Fox, Sabonis, Murray trio. Looks really good in this matchup against Dallas. Really good. Four games up, four games down. That was pretty easy. Let's hop over to Stochastic Sims. And let's see what the number one lineup looked like to start the day. Our number one lineup was Jose Alvarado, Spencer Dinwiddie, Lou Dort, Jalen Williams, Jovall, De'Aaron Fox, Keegan Murray, and Domantas Sabonis. No PJ Washington in that top lineup, which is interesting. So that is what we have on DraftKings right now, which leaves us to FanDuel. Let us generate a 5,000 lineup pool on FanDuel. Wow, I really thought chat was going to lose their minds on my Sabonis take there, but it appears to be tamer than I expected. All right. Player pool or contest pool has been generated. Let's simulate these lineups. See what we get on FanDuel. It's a good day. I like this little four-gamer. I like the DK put 100K up on the top, man. We got an interesting one again tomorrow, and then it's baseball season. I got to get a lot of baseball stuff ready, too. And shout out to the 360 people that are in the door. I like it. I like it a lot. Who do I like at shooting guard on DraftKings? Let me look. I don't have anybody as a giant standout option. The most exposed guy that I have is Terry Rozier. I think Austin Reeves would be second. I agree with you guys. Hit that like button. No reason we should be under 100 likes. It's exactly where we should be. We should 350, honestly. All right. Number one lineup on FanDuel. CJ McCollum, Jose Alvarado, Malik Monk, Lou Dort, Keegan Murray, Rui Hachimura, AD, Larry Nance, and Bam. If we just look at it in terms of exposure, Jose Alvarado, 90%. Keegan Murray, 60%. Larry Nance, 55%. We get Malik Monk, AD, and Jovall into the 40s. We get Herb Jones, D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, and Rui Hachimura into the 30s. Yeah, S&P. And we're also talking about moving forward. So, like, give me Chet. Give me Wemby. I'm probably missing somebody obvious that isn't ranking highly right now. But yeah. Yeah, clearly we're taking Gobert first. Oh, Chet's already above him. Yeah, give me Embiid, Jokic, AD, Chet, Gobert, Şengün, Bam, Triple J, That's eight. Porzingis, that's nine. You can make a real case for Mitchell Robinson, and I think people will lose their minds. Okay, S&P, you're saying Hartenstein. I went the other direction. Same team, different center. I'm probably missing someone. Either way. Guys, we're done here. It's another one in the books. Four-game slate. Remember, NHL strategy show at 2 o'clock. Deeper dive at 5:30. Live before lock at 6:30. Playback at 7:30. Playback.tv/stochastic. Watching games. We'll have Golden State, Miami, or Lakers, Milwaukee on today for sure. We'll talk news, bets, whatever, all the way up until, you know, somewhere in that 8:30 range. Be a good time, man. Come hang out with myself and Greg and whoever else pops on. But for now, guys, I'm going to get on out of here. Thank you for joining me. Another great show in the books. This was, guys, the NBA Strategy Show.